USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell thinks the ongoing fears of the coronavirus could hamper the economic recovery.
Our country continues to face a difficult and challenging time, as the pandemic is causing tremendous hardship here in the United States and around the world.
Paul, testifying in a virtual Senate hearing, also says there's significant uncertainty regarding that recovery. President Trump at the White House signs an executive order on safe policing for safe communities. The president saying,
"Today is about pursuing common sense and fighting for a cause like we seldom get the chance to fight for. You have to find common ground. But I strongly oppose the radical and dangerous efforts to defend, dismantle, and dissolve our police departments."
President Trump also says he will aim to establish higher standards for policing. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Despite some media reports that everything is fine within the so-called Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone in Seattle, Washington, both business owners and residents report being afraid. The six-area block where protesters and homeless have made a camp, businesses are having difficulty getting trucks and other vehicles through the makeshift barricades. Ron Munson is a business owner and also represents other business owners. He tells Fox News,
"They're scared. And they're worried, they're afraid to open their businesses. Property owners are afraid to step forward and speak out."
Walmart is beginning a trial run of a store without cashiers. The retail giant's Fayetteville, Arkansas store will make the switch in an effort to see if it can speed up customer service and help keep human interaction down during the pandemic. Instead of cashiers, all checkouts will be self-serve. Now, there will be someone supervising those checkouts, though. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
It's good for both dogs and their owners to take frequent walks, but one such walk in Florida could have ended up much worse. USA Radio Network's Jesse Edwards has the details.
A Florida man fought off a 13-foot alligator to save his pet dog, Loki. Former Army Staff Sergeant Trent Tweddle and his dog are recovering after a morning walk turned into a nightmare.
The gator grabbed the dog by the front arm and dragged him into the water there. I grabbed the dog's collar to try to pull him back, and I ended up in a tug-of-war match with this gator, and the gator was not letting go, so I let go of the collar, and I got about knee-deep into the water and started pounding on the gator's head until he eventually let go.
A 911 supervisor who watched George Floyd's arrest as it happened 3 weeks ago in Minneapolis tried to get a police supervisor to respond to the scene. That's according to a recording of a phone conversation between the dispatcher and a supervisor.
320 over at Cup Foods.
Okay.
I don't know if they had use force or not. They got something out of the back of the squad, and all of them sat on this man. So I don't know if they needed you or not, but they haven't said anything to me yet.
The supervisor said he'd check in on the case, but didn't immediately respond to the scene. Floyd would later be pronounced dead. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.